Noah's flood. Now, was it a global one?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, a well-known progressive creationist is saying that the Bible teaches that Noah's flood was only a local event. But what does the Bible really teach?
You know, sometimes I wonder whether these people are reading the same Bible I have. The language of Genesis chapter 6 through 9 makes it so obvious that the event of the flood was a global catastrophe. The Bible teaches that the floodwaters covered the high mountains for about 9 months. Now, how could water stand above the mountains in a local area for 9 months, not spill anywhere? You know, if you read Genesis carefully, you find that there are at least 30 times in which the language is used that makes it so obvious the flood affected the entire globe. I mean, you read phrases like all flesh, every living thing, all the high hills under the whole of heaven, and so it goes on. Not only this, but 3 times God promises that he will never again send a flood like this. In fact, he established the Rainbow Covenant as a promise he'd never repeat this sort of flood. Of course, there's been many local floods since this time. Either God broke his promise, or he wasn't referring to a local event, but a global flood. Genesis is clear. It covered the entire globe.
Some Christians attempt to compromise with evolutionary geology and say that the flood of Noah was just a local one. Ken's free booklets, found on our website, will help you defend the Bible and to refute compromise. Log on to AnswersRadio.com.